Hello again. So I want to share with you a cartoon that was recently posted on Twitter that made me laugh out loud. It showed two developers carrying packages full of technology. One of the developers was weighed down with all the latest frameworks and technologies, while the others just had HTML and CSS. And the one who was weighed down couldn't understand why the second person needed so little. Now, unless you're an old school developer like me, it may be somewhat lost on you, so let me briefly explain. And don't worry if you're not a developer at all, this is just as relevant to you as it is to anyone else. You see, there's a trend amongst developers to use a variety of frameworks to make life easier. At least that's the principle. And sure enough, in certain circumstances, they do. However, unfortunately, these frameworks are often being used when a simpler solution would be more appropriate, and they're being used simply because they're trendy. Yes, these frameworks can help, but in many cases, the project doesn't really fully benefit from them because those benefits can only be seen at scale. Instead, it just adds complexity to the project and makes everything harder. So why do I bring this up, considering I don't normally talk about development? Well, it's because I see other disciplines making very similar mistakes to this all the time. Take, for example, user experience professionals. We regularly propose best practice in user research and testing when that best practice is complete overkill for the project we're working on. That's why a few emails ago, I proposed three simple tests that you can do on any project of any size, because I'm a great believer in doing the minimal amount of testing that can provide the maximum benefit. Content creators make the same mistake as well. We throw everything online just in case somebody might find it useful. Of course, in doing so, we make it hard for people to find what they actually need and give ourselves a huge number of pages that we have to support as well. Then, of course, some designers will tweak and revise designs well beyond the point where it's going to make any difference to a user's perception of the site. Heck, we even make this mistake in the way we run projects. We create these complex processes with far too many stakeholders and then try and run too many projects simultaneously. Now, my wife is an engineer, and in that field, they're all too familiar with this problem, hence the term over-engineering. They understand that over-engineering is wasteful, but it also can introduce additional points of failure that can be a big problem. Like engineers, we need to learn when enough is enough, which means always considering, in our case, the return on investment. It's not enough to say that what we're doing is helpful or useful. We need to prove that the effort we're putting in and any additional costs that creates are outweighed by the benefits it provides. We need to make every piece of complexity that we introduce justify its existence, whether that's an additional step in a project process or yet another element being added to a site's homepage. Most of all, we need to stop presuming that best practice or the latest trend is right for us just because it is for others. What is perfectly acceptable for the likes of Facebook won't necessarily be the right solution when you're working on your personal blog. This week, I would encourage you to examine everything you do and ask yourself whether you could simplify it. And that's exactly what I've been doing over the last week. With my podcast finishing, I took the opportunity to look at all of my content marketing that I do. And I discovered that I was indeed over-engineering and I need to simplify things, which is why from now on, you're only going to get emails from me every other week. And on my off week, I'm going to start focusing on releasing a series of quick fire how-to guides for common UX and digital marketing tasks. And I've already released a couple of those if you haven't checked them out already. And that's how to create a persona in 6 steps and how to design a landing page in 7 steps. Now, if there are any how-to guides that you particularly would like to see me post about, then you can go and add your ideas at boag.hellonext.co. So, you need to get to it. Ask yourself how you're over-engineering and start simplifying today.